USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The death toll from the coronavirus in the United States has now climbed above 20,000. That moves the U.S. past Italy as the country with the most people lost to COVID-19. In the hardest hit state, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says it's not time yet to lift restrictions and open businesses.
In my opinion, you can't ask the people of this state or this country to choose between lives lost and dollars gained.
In Ohio, Governor Mike DeWine says even if you do reopen the businesses, there is no guarantee of a return to a normal life.
Even if we open tomorrow, which we're not going to do, the economy is not going to roar back until, you know, people have more confidence. If people are scared to death, literally, they're not going to go out.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
There are now indications that some parts of Europe are trying to return to normal after weeks of living with the new normal life, sheltering from the coronavirus.
For people around the world who've been living under lockdown in some cases for weeks now, the big question is how and when life might go back to normal. Well, Austria has announced that it is allowing some shops to reopen next week, and Denmark says that if its infection rate remains stable, it will reopen elementary schools mid-month.
Queen Elizabeth has stressed the need for the British people to continue to abide with their lockdown restrictions, especially during this Easter weekend.
We know that coronavirus will not overcome us. As dark as death can be, particularly for those suffering with grief, light and life are greater.
The 93-year-old monarch delivered the address alone from the castle's white drawing room. The sound engineer was in a booth nearby. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The XFL may be closing down for good. USA's John Hunt has more.
The XFL has suspended operations and laid off nearly all of its staff. A handful of executives remain employed, but currently has no plans to return in 2021. The XFL is owned by WWE CEO and President Vince McMahon and Alpha Entertainment. In a statement, the WWE said, "Given the uncertainty of the current environment, the XFL has suspended operations and is evaluating their next steps." The XFL initially canceled its season last month after 5 games as part of a nationwide shutdown due to the coronavirus pandemic, initially pledging to return next year. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Across the country, some Americans are taking a moment each night at exactly 8 p.m. to howl as a way to thank healthcare workers and first responders who are fighting the coronavirus. The nightly howl is an American twist on the balcony applause and singing for besieged healthcare workers in Italy and Spain. It has also become a way for those who are cooped up to reduce the pain of isolation and also show support for the homeless. It seems it's a useful release of people's sadness and frustration. Also, parents are letting their children howl back and forth with other kids in the neighborhood since they still can't play with them yet. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.